Ladies, girls, what have you done with your wedding dress? I suppose you have it tucked away in the attic. You haven't thought about it since the big day. But Audrey Vance can bring it back to life for you. True art. And we're going to hear what it's all about after this break.
The Late Lunch, weekdays from 1:30 on your station, LMFM.
The wedding dress for the biggest day of your lives, girls. Yes, where is it? Have you tucked it away? Have you sold it? Did you donate it to charity? Don't worry, if you have photographs or images of your wedding dress, artist Audrey Vance has come up with a very interesting idea to give your Guna from the big day a new lease of life, and she joins me on the show. Audrey, thanks a million for dropping in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm delighted to have you because you're, first of all, better tell them, you're a local girl makes good. You're from Dromiskin.
I am from Dromiskin, yeah.
McGuinness, was that your name?
That's my maiden name, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So maybe people will know. And your mum had a shop in Drogheda in her day, hadn't she?
On Shop Street, I think it was, and it was called Lady's Choice.
Now,
some people might remember
I'm
her.
Sure they do. Yeah. I'm sure they
it's
absolutely...
closed a number of years now, but yeah.
Yeah, but it was there a while and people, I'm sure, would remember it. Now, this idea about the wedding dress, this started with you, number one. Your own wedding dress came from the other side of the world.
The dress did, yeah. It was made for me in California. So
special.
Yeah, it was special. I had seen it in Dublin and they couldn't quite get me exactly what I wanted. So I just contacted head office and they agreed to make up my dress for me and shipped it in a tiny box. My postman delivered my dress in a small box and it was I loved it. I loved my dress.
So you have your dress, but like everybody else, it's a one-day wonder for an awful lot of people and it never sees the light of day again and people hold on to it and maybe it's put away, never taken out. But you've come up, as I said, with something really interesting and different. Tell us what you do.
I create bespoke and timeless wedding dress portraits. So using photographs of the dress on the bride on her wedding day. So it's generally given as a gift for the wedding or as an anniversary present. And I illustrate this dress. I choose the best angles from the photographs provided, showing the dress, if it's got a train or if the details on the bodice or showing the best features of the dress. And I do this in pen and ink, trying to capture all the little details. And I include the shoes. A lot of women love their shoes and
as much as you can, accessories along with the dress.
Yeah, catching the seams and the folds of the fabric. And so accessories are included and the bouquet, of course.
Now, you've brought one in to show me and we're going to put this up on our Facebook page shortly, folks. But this is absolutely beautiful. Whose dress is this?
That was a client and I actually don't name the people.
Yeah, that's okay,
all
but
right.
It is, it's not your own. That's what I was going to ask.
No, I actually had a short or cocktail dress.
Ah, I see. This is a real flowy one.
It's a real princess style.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I see the bouquet in the bottom right corner as well and the little band round the waist as well.
Yeah, you try and capture every little detail.
So this is an individual portrait of the dress that somebody has worn on a wedding day.
Yeah, it's completely unique and every painting I do is
a one-off.
Yeah, they're totally bespoke. And the style that a bride brings to her day is what I try and capture because by including all her accessories, it makes it absolutely bespoke.
So in other words, as I said there, instead of it being tucked away in that box and never seen again, here it is, alive and on display in your home or wherever you wish.
Yeah, and you get to hang it on your wall.
Yeah.
You know, mine is in the guest bedroom wardrobe, like probably most girls.
Yes.
Or maybe in the attic. So, but yeah, you get to see your dress.
And it's alive and it's there and it's part of your life every day and people can remark it as they come in. You can see it yourself. Who you mentioned there that you can do these. Do you do them ahead of a wedding, after a wedding, or would it be more anniversary?
I haven't done one yet before a wedding. You'd need to provide photographs of the dress and I like to include the bouquet for the girl because it adds to what she picks and that's really hard to do ahead of time unless the girl is extremely organised. So there, I have a beautiful gift voucher designed and it's hand finished with an organza ribbon and it's lace embossed. So that's a great idea for the day itself if you can't give the portrait. But I'm doing a lot of anniversaries and the husbands, oh God, they go to great lengths to get photographs of their
dresses. So the
boys
have cottoned on to this, that this is a lovely present on an anniversary.
I am stunned, but the men love this. They just find the solution for this special anniversary gift and they just, they'll do whatever they have to get the photographs. They'll go up to the mammy-in-law, take out the dress if they have to, and take the photographs of anything that's missing.
That's what it's important to say, because some people may have parted with their dresses or given them on or whatever, as I said there, because some people do, others treasure them and will never part with them. But if you don't have the dress, once you've good photographs on the day or whatever, you can work off that.
Oh yeah, and photographers of any wedding take amazing photographs. Mm. And I really just look for high resolution images so that I can get close in and see the detail. So high resolution images offer me that option. And just a selection of images that build a picture of the dress. The bouquet is always in the photographs, you know, that's never a problem. Shoes, sometimes they have to come back out of the box. And even an iPhone will take a decent picture, you know, of something that's missing or a necklace that was not taken a close-up detailed picture. So photographs, that's it.
So this, you really stumbled on this. This was something that just happened with yourself first. You did it for yourself. And then, as we say, isn't word of mouth a very good way of spreading the word, as
you
say?
Well, let's hope so.
Because your friend saw this, isn't that? This is the way it's sort of taken off.
Yeah, the idea came about. I was just really sad at the idea of packing away my dress. And after the honeymoon, I did a painting and I hung it up, and friends came in and started asking for their dresses. And that's how it started. So, yeah, it's pretty simple.
It's a simple idea, but one that's starting to really take legs. So you have your website now.
Have a website. I launched that on March 10th. That was Mother's Day. And it's, can I say it?
Yes, of course.
It's www.weddingdressinc.com. So Wedding Dress Inc. with meaning pen and ink.
Yes, and
.com.
It's a very, very good name for it.
Thank
and
you.
I saw a picture of you when I was looking through what you do a little bit earlier on, of you there sketching away. And that's actually what you do, you see.
Oh, yeah. I do drafts. And once I'm happy with the angle and the layout and the folds of what I've done, I'll then do that onto watercolour paper. And this is all done with pen and ink. And then I sketch in and create the contrast and the detail. And then I layer the background with layers of ink. So sometimes you'll hear me calling it a painting because I actually paint the ink on. But the dress is an illustration. Yeah.
And in terms of producing a lovely creation like this, how long would it take you from your start to finish? Do you just take one at a time and work on that through? Or would you have a number? If you have a number of clients who want them done, you're working at a number at the same time?
It depends. Just normally it's one at a time. Mm. But I don't do it all in one sitting.
Yes.
So it's a little harder for me to just calculate exactly, because like most artists, you like to walk away from your work to come back with a clear perspective on it. So I'm not quite sure yet how long they take, but as much time as they need.
Until you get it absolutely
right. Until I get the
right
way I'm happy to send it out the door, because everyone that goes out, I hope, will create leads and
yes,
make a girl really happy. So,
and as you say, maybe create another order for you as well when somebody else sees it and sees this type of thing. Your background is in this type of work because you're a Louis girl, I want to tell them first off.
Yeah, I went to school in the Louis in Dundalk, an all girls school, yeah.
And then on you went to, was it art school in Belfast?
Yeah, Belfast Art College. I did design there. And loved it. So painting and drawing have always been my hobby. So it's great now to be back doing that and hopefully making a living from it. So
yeah, and you bring a lot of experience, as I said, because you've worked in web design, interior design, and now this is sort of a new chapter in your career, so to speak.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. I'm just loving it because it kind of nearly brings everything I've learned into focus, and I just love it.
I really see something in this. I think there's a huge market beyond these shores even as well for this. This is something that could really go a bomb, I think, across the water, both to the British side and the Atlantic as well, because it's different. I've not seen anything like this before. Do you think you're pretty unique?
I don't think many people have ever seen this. So I think it's pretty unique to Ireland. And I've sent a couple to London and San Francisco, and one's heading to Dubai in September. So it's got appeal. You're right, it does have appeal. But really, I'd like to focus on the home market first, really. And anything after that is really a bonus.
A bonus at that stage.
Yeah.
So is that what you see for the future? Consolidating here in Ireland, picking up more orders here, getting it out on the ground closer to home, and then beyond that, looking further?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. I'm just hoping word of mouth will really build for me. And I'm also on Facebook, which is great because that's global, really. So anybody can follow me on that. And that's really where you'll hear about anything I'm doing or photographs of what I've sent out. Once I know the present has been received and opened and I put up feedback from people who've gotten it, and anything to do with the wedding industry is on it. And so it's a great way of finding out what I'm doing and what's coming up. And after that, there's a bit of Twitter going on, but I'm new to that. And after that,
but all these blog. All these social media are helping getting the word out there. And, you know,
they are.
And back to the dress for a second. It's all photographs mainly your work. Does anyone ever arrive with a dress? You know, the dress itself?
Not yet. I got a wedding album from somebody who, obviously, the digital option wasn't around at the time.
Yes.
But so far, no dress has appeared yet.
So that's an important point to make. It doesn't matter. If you have albums, you don't have to have the most newfangled technology, photographs on iPhones, iPads, etc.
Yeah.
You can go right back.
Right back. Once the photographs are good, I'm good to go. Yeah.
No problem at all.
Yeah.
You're very good. This is a real, black and white image. I'm trying to describe it for listeners because that's really what it is. You have the white of the dress with the black background. Is that the way they all sit, with the black background there and the white showing out from
it? Yeah, they're all black and white, which kind of has a classic and timeless feel to it. And and then the background is a solid inky Indian ink black, and the mount I have is off-white. And then I offer a framing service as well. And it's a lime wash frame. And again, it's very pale. And it just lets the picture do all the talking and the dress pops out from the background. And that's
how it's
done.
Yeah, because I can see that as well.
But really, I think you nearly need to have to see them.
Yes.
So if you go on the website, there's a gallery there. You really need to see a picture rather than hearing me or you describe it,
Well, we're going
to
see a picture shortly because we're going to finish now. We're going to go and get a picture done here and we're going to put it up on our Facebook page straight away. And ladies, if you want to see their girls straight away, it will be there and you can see what we're talking about. It's often the best ideas that, you know, people stumble across, and this, in my opinion, is one.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it going forward.
And just mention that website again.
WeddingDressInc.com.
Been lovely to meet you this afternoon. Audrey Vance, all the very best with the new business.
Thank you so much, Derry. Thank you.